If you've ever seen Australian rules football, you know it's like rugby, only on a much bigger field and with players that look way more intense. Well, Aussie rules, as it's called, has been gripped by a racism controversy this year. It involves a legendary player who also happens to be Aboriginal. The world's William Troop takes it from there.
Adam Goods isn't just one of the best athletes in Australian rules football. He's the 2014 Australian of the Year. That's not a sports award. It's an honor bestowed on outstanding leaders in Australian society. The award was given not just in recognition of what Goods has accomplished on the pitch, but also as a nod to his Aboriginal roots and his activism on behalf of Indigenous rights. So at the very least, it's sad that every time Goods touches the ball these days, the booing starts.
So Adam Goods, looking for three.
Why this is happening is up for debate in Australia. Some say Goods started it. Back in 2013, in the middle of a game, Goods was involved in a play near the sidelines. After the play, as he walked away, a fan called him an ape. Goods spun around and pointed to the fan, a 13-year-old girl. Security quickly escorted her out of the stands. The next day, Goods said this at a press conference.
Racism has a face last night, and you know it was a 13-year-old girl, but it's not her fault. It just hit me that it's a society issue, and it's an issue about what are our parents teaching our kids.
That prompted a lot of criticism of Goods from people who said it was inappropriate to pick on a 13-year-old girl to make his point. Then, this year, a new incident. At a game in May, after scoring a goal, Goods celebrated by mimicking an Aboriginal war dance, complete with the gesture of throwing a spear in the direction of the opposing team's fans. In the game footage, you can see those fans start to boo him right then and there. Ironically, it happened during the league's Indigenous round, which is supposed to highlight and honor the contributions of Aboriginals. That is not relevant to those who criticize Goods, like former Aussie Rules player and TV personality Sam Newman. He flat out dismisses the notion that the booing is racist.
How gratuitously stupid is that? I would suggest that the people boo Adam Goods because he's turned their game into a political forum. And people go to the football to get away from everything as a release. They go there to enjoy their side playing football, and if they want to boo, they can.
You can tell by the cheers from the studio audience that he's not the only one who thinks that. And so the booing continues. It's gotten so bad and so focused on Goods personally that he's chosen to sit out some games. He's even rumored to be considering retiring from the sport altogether before the end of the season. The Australian Football League, though, has taken his side. The captains of all 18 AFL teams issued a statement to support Goods, and league CEO Gillon McLachlan underscored that message.
You know, we've had a clear mandate from our industry now that it's zero tolerance to racism. And it's a clear mandate that the treatment of Adam Goods has been unacceptable, and we have to get that respect back in our game.
Many Australian football fans have also gone out of their way to cheer for Goods, and the player is grateful. After coming back to the game a few weeks ago, Goods thanked the league and the fans for their support. And as for all the talk about racism and booing, Goods said that's a discussion that Australia needed to have.
People have had their opinions, they've spoken about the issues, and hopefully now we can move forward. And for me, it's about going out there and playing football, and whether this is my last year or not, you know, I really want to be able to go out there and enjoy the last games of the season and then see what happens.
Goods was already considering retirement before the booing started this season. He's 35 and in the twilight of his playing days anyway. But he said that he doesn't want his career to end in controversy. His team, the Sydney Swans, play their final regular season game tomorrow. Then come the playoffs and a chance for Adam Goods to write a different ending on the pitch. For The World, I'm William Troop.
This is The World.